Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
This is episode 4 of Savvy Spiritual Growth, the number one strategy to help your pet. Hello, everyone. I'm Suzanne Thibault. I'm so glad you're here today. And I guess I am a unique special guest for myself today because I want to talk about my passion, animal communication. And that is the number one strategy to help your pet. Because when you can talk to your pets, you change your perspective, you change their life, and the healing process starts for everybody involved. I learned at a young age that all things are possible through love. I lived and grew up in a very dysfunctional family where I felt very alone. I was left alone, home alone a lot. And one day I was about age 8, I was sitting home alone feeling sad for myself, and my dog Wiggles came up to me. She was wagging her tail, and I heard in my head, "Don't be sad, you're not alone. I am here, and I love you." And I couldn't believe it as a child that my dog Wiggles was talking to me. I had seen many times the movie Dr. Dolittle, and I thought that was so magical, and here I was experiencing it. Wiggles truly changed my life in talking to me that way because I never felt alone again. I realized as a child that I wasn't alone, that I had animal friends guiding me, helping me, loving me, and supporting me in life. And that did truly change my life forever. As an animal communicator, I love helping pet parents to create that deeper kind of connection with their fur kids using animal communication to improve both of your lives. As human beings, we can talk to each other and get to know someone on a deeper level and talk things out if there's ever a problem. It's the same with our pets. Our pets are sentient beings of love with a soul, and they have the same emotions and feelings, wants and desires as we do out of life. And so we can communicate with them on that level, on a heart-to-heart level, and get to know them better and develop a deeper relationship with them and problem solve and work things out simply through talking with them, just like we do with our human family members. And this is my life's passion, to help pet parents to communicate with their pet and change their lives together. And this is what the animal kingdom is asking me to do as my soul's purpose, is to teach pet parents how to communicate with their pets. This is what the animal kingdom is asking all human beings to do, is to talk to them, including wild animals. Wild animals love talking to us, communicating with us, if we'll take the time to pause and slow down, see them for who they really are, and communicate with them. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, magical process when we can communicate with animals. Looking back as an adult now, I can see that Wiggles' unconditional love truly did change my life. She taught me how important love really is, and that love cares for you and supports you and embraces you. As I grew up and Wiggles got older, she did pass. And on that day, my heart ached because I thought love had left me. But as an adult now, I've learned that Wiggles is my guardian angel. and she continues to love me and make all things possible in life. She's helping to guide me, and she supports me in talking to animals everywhere in the world. And this is what I want for you, to make a deeper connection with your pet by understanding what they are saying. As pet parents, you can learn to intuitively talk to your animal companions so they can tell you how they feel or what they might need. Having a conversation with your pet means you can discuss health and behavior issues for healing, and your entire perspective on life changes. Your pet wants you to understand what they are saying, and animal communication is how we can do that. With animal communication, you're having a heart-to-heart conversation with your pet using your intuition. It's a bond based in love and talking through love. I have three tips for pet communication that I'd like to share with you today so you can start communicating with your pet. These tips will help you to begin noticing the communication that your pet is already having with you. Tip number one is awareness of animal guidance. Your awareness helps you to notice animal communication. Most of the time, we human beings are busy running through life, getting things done, running errands, cleaning the house, doing laundry, whatever it is. We're busy, busy, busy. And we very rarely slow down and notice what's around us. And so tip number one is to slow down, expand your awareness, become an observer in life and see what's going on around you. What behaviors are your animals showing you? Are they communicating to you? What about wild animals? Are they coming into your field of awareness and communicating with you? Yes, that pesky fly that buzzes around your head is communicating with you. Even though he is a pest, he does have a soul. That fly is talking. And wouldn't it be interesting to hear what the fly has to say? So it's about using your awareness, slowing it down, slowing your life down, and observing, becoming aware of what's going on around you. Maybe you have a hummingbird that comes up to your patio door every day. They're communicating with you. And boy, is it magical to talk to them because they're pure joy. And when you talk to hummingbirds, your perspective on life changes just from talking to them. Imagine what you could do with your own pet. Your animal's behaviors are trying to get your attention. And you use your awareness to take notice and then question yourself. I wonder if they're trying to tell me something. Become curious about it. That's how you start building your awareness of what your pets are trying to tell you. Here's an example of how pet communication works through their behaviors. One day I was walking with my dog, Abby. She's a rat terrier mix, down the street, going for a walk. When I go for a walk, I want to go from point A to point B, get it done, get the exercise, good to go. But Abby was being really slow. She'd walk a few steps, stop and sniff. Walk a few more steps and stop and sniff. And I'm like, what are you doing, Abby? And she was actually showing me that I needed to slow down, that I could slow down and enjoy the walk and observe the beauty that I'm rushing past me. Instead, slow down. Observe all the beauty that's around me. Look at the trees and the plants and feel the breeze against my skin. Feel the sunshine warmth on my skin. Enjoy life more by slowing down. And I did. And I did enjoy the walk much, much more. That's how animal guidance works. I observed her behaviors during the walk and thought, what is she trying to show me? Ah, I need to slow down. And that's how it works. That's a form of animal communication. you're becoming aware of animal guidance through their behaviors. But that we can also talk to them into using our intuition. So tip number two for animal communication is your intuitive heart. We receive animal messages through our heart. We have to slow down, focus our awareness into our heart, and bring their messages into our heart for interpretation. Our intuition then, we use our intuition then to interpret the message that the animal has sent to us, but we are receiving it through the heart. The heart is where all animal communication occurs. So I invite you to get familiar with your heart space, your heart chakra, your physical heart. Your heart has intelligence, and your heart intelligence is how we communicate with animals. We can only talk to animals through the heart. If we try to talk to them through our brain, it doesn't work. It has to come through the heart. And animals respond to our communication with them through the heart because they feel our love. And then they respect that and they respond back to us heart to heart. And you access your intuitive heart by focusing your awareness into it. So tip one is become aware. Tip two is using your awareness to focus into your intuitive heart and listen for the animal messages using your intuition. It's a choice you make. It's a tool you use to focus into your heart. And this process of focusing into your intuitive heart can be fast-tracked in the Animal Intuitive Talk training course with the intuitive heart activation that's available there. So that's tip number two, your intuitive heart. Tip number three is your actual intuition. That's the third tool we use in animal communication. Did you know that intuition is an energetic transference of information that occurs naturally through the heart and your intuitive processes? So it's vital for you to build your intuitive muscles for your own intuitive recognition of what your animal is telling you through their messages of love. When you learn to talk to your pet through the heart and hear what they are saying to you, you can understand who they are and how you can support them. And this is what animal communication is all about, that deeper connection of love. Now, animals communicate in different ways. Some animals communicate by sending pictures. Some communicate by sending words or thoughts. And a lot of animals communicate through feelings because we are really familiar with feelings. We experience them as human beings. When an animal sends a feeling, we can instantly recognize it because we have that experience ourselves. So animals do use feelings a lot and send those as messages. Animal communication is a language of feelings. And so it's really, really easy to learn and simple to use with your intuitive processes. Each animal is unique in how they choose to communicate, and your intuitive interpretation is your own baseline in understanding their message. So those are the three tips for animal communication. It's not hard to do, people. It's really quite simple once you learn how to do it and flex your intuitive muscles in receiving their messages. You can put into action what you've learned here today, and you can download my free gift, 3 Tips for Pet Talk. You'll learn 3 easy steps you can put into practice right now to begin talking to your pet. And that's available on my website at www.suzannethibeault.net. Now, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I really want to talk to my pets now, then I invite you to a live chat with your pet discovery session, I can assist you in actually hearing what your pet is saying to you. Imagine having a phone call where you can actually hear what your pet is saying, or where you can actually know why your dog barks so much or why your cat is scratching up the couch. This is your chance to get answers and experience firsthand what your pet is trying to tell you. Your pet really wants you to understand what they are saying. I invite you to take action today and take the next step for yourself and your fur kids. The love of a dog saved my life, changed my life forever, in teaching me that all things are possible with love, and your pets are doing the same for you if you will just open your heart and listen. Thank you for being here today. Until next time, remember, love makes all things possible.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.